Blog Talk Radio.
Have tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I can hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus on today. Truly, I am so excited that you will join me once again here, right here at home. Want you just to come right on in, make yourself right at home. And again, thank you for allowing us to come into your home, your places of abode on this wonderful and glorious day. I tell you, I have another one, a special interview for on today as we're moving into our November Fest. And I know you're going to be tremendously, tremendously blessed on today. So tune in your dial, sit back and relax and be blessed on today. And I want to introduce to you my special guest for our first November Fest is none other than Lavelle Walton from Seattle, Washington. This young man is doing some wonderful and great things in the city and throughout. He is an actor, he's a songwriter, hip-hop recording artist, and Lavelle, which he's called and named by, is blazing across the country, passionate about spreading the encouraging message of God's love, all while staying tuned to and true to his vision, living what I'm given. This is a vibrant artist that brings a contagious energy with every song and performance. He also is delivering through engaging lyrics and hot tracks and seamless delivery that attracts both the young and the mature audience. And so after releasing a collaboration of songs, Better Seahawk Anthem, which was landed over 133,000 view on the YouTube in just over a month, with the local and the national media coverage, Lavelle released a new song, We Run This City, and is producing a unheard of complications of projects throughout this winter. I tell you, it is an honor and a privilege on today just to introduce to some and to present to others this great young man that is doing some great things for the Lord and blessing and touching the hearts and minds of the local people as well as the national and getting ready to hit international as well of all the wonderful things he's doing. So welcome aboard, Lavelle. God bless you.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you as well. Thank you for having me on board with you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it is so great to have you on board with us on today and kicking off this November Fest. I am just excited about some of just the wonderful things that you're doing throughout the city and just how God is just greatly, greatly blessing you in just a tremendous way. I want to just to open up, if you could, and just share just a little bit about your vision and some of the things that God has been doing in and through you. And why don't you just to share some of the things that God has been doing for you here lately.
Amen. Yeah, as of late, the Lord has just been ministering to me. I remember my pastor telling me some time ago, maybe 3 to 5 years ago, God has to build the man before he builds the ministry. Because if he builds the ministry without building the man first, the man will not be able to handle the ministry. And so I took that to heart. I never forgot it. And I've allowed the Lord to just, you know, develop me over time, you know, through frustrations and so forth, because when you have a dream, you're just so bubbly and ready to go and you think now's the time. But really, there has to be a developmental process that takes place. And so because the Lord has been the Lord has been developing me, he's opened doors for me now to where I've been given a pretty awesome opportunity and a platform to minister to people in unconventional ways. The Lord has blessed me with favor with the Seattle Seahawks organization. Slowly but surely, it's opening up a whole lot more for me with the general public, be it the those who are in the church and those who are not yet in the church. God has given me favor to minister to both of them. And so it's just been a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous journey. And I'm really looking forward to what the Lord has next in store.
Yeah, and I really appreciate also what you said in things that really just blessed my heart greatly is how that you stated that your pastor had told you, first of all, to build up the man first before building up the ministry. I think that just is so profound and things, and that also that the other profundity of it is that how you heeded and adhere to what your pastor, overseer, watching over your soul had said unto you and things, and now just seeing the fruit of that is just profound. And yeah. So if you could share with us, if you could, just some of your aspiration. Have you always been a singer, or have you just aspired as a young man? Could you share just a little bit about your testimony too as well?
Absolutely. When I was a little boy, I was really introduced to the genre of hip-hop by listening to artists such as Houdini or the Fresh Prince, also known as Will Smith, and many of other artists who really just influenced me. And that was also around the era of gangster rap on the West Coast. It appealed to me just because of the style and the sound of the music, not so much as the content. As a little boy, I didn't really know any of the content or what they were talking about. All I knew is that the style was something that had an effect on me. It was interesting. It was exciting, and it became a part of my life. And what I found is that the Lord had given me a gift to be able to write and the gift of gab, for lack of better words, to be able to convey a message poetically. And so as a little boy, that caught hold of me. And when I turned when I was 12 years old, turning 13, I had wrote my very first song. And when I was 15 years old, in my entire high school years, I found myself in adult secular clubs performing, and I mean quite frequently, with other guys who were older than me and some of my cousins as well. And so it wore on me after a while. I mean, as a young boy, being in a scene that should not be in, it was wearing on me, and I was losing a piece of my identity in which I really didn't even fully come to knowledge of, you know, who I really was, until I had stepped away from music and the Lord got a hold of me and ministered to me in such an effective way through another young brother who's even today my best friend, the one who led me to the Lord. He spoke to me in a way that I understood. By if I was listening to secular hip hop, he introduced me to Christian artists who were doing hip hop as well, but it the sound of it was I guess you could say an of today kind of sound, you know. And so it just appealed to me. He began to tell me about the goodness of the Lord, and I became interested. And next thing you know, the Lord began to minister to me and through me in my own abilities that He had given me. And next thing I see is, hey, I can use this ability, this gift, to honor God. So it was always in me because He planted it in me. It's just the excitement to tell everybody of what God has done in my life. It was just bubbling so much that it just flowed through my abilities, and I began to write about it. And now I can't stop writing about the Lord. Now I can't stop writing about things that mean something, that are relevant to people right where they are, and that will draw them from where they are, from darkness to light, as it was saying in Acts chapter 26, to come from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And so I've seen that happening in my life, and I just couldn't stop. I won't stop until the Lord tells me. I just got to keep on doing music. So it's been in me since I was a kid, but the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost when I turned 21 years old, and I haven't went back. Yeah.
Wow, what a profound testimony and things. And you mentioned a couple of things that I think that is so profound, that that it was the sound that for you that it caught you and things. And I heard someone say one time before, and I think it's so relevant, is that for every generation there is a sound. and and that can get their attention, get their heart. Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate on that? Because when you were saying, when you heard that sound, it just resonated with you, and your style, it just connected.
Absolutely. And there, you know, there's times when in generations before it was the sound of the jukebox, some of the music that was coming out of the jukebox. And there was a generation where it was the blues. Everyone was really into the blues. Now, not every church, and I put that in quotations, and I'm not in whatsoever downing the church, but there are some traditions where people are really resistant to styles, different styles. It's something new. I don't know if that's permissible or not, but it's just something we're not accustomed to. But there were sounds then, as the blues or jazz or just a cappella or whatever the case is, there were different styles and different sounds that attracted the generation there. And now when you listen to the music of today that is heard in predominantly every church, predominantly black, predominantly white, those were styles that were used 20 years ago, 40, 60, 80, 100 years ago, but that are being used now. The only thing that, and so what I find in that is that sounds for each generation may attract that generation, whether it be instrumentation or be vocal. The sound is what attracts people, but the content is what keeps them. And so it behooves every artist, every musician to, if you're attracted to a sound, it behooves you to take the sound and honor God with it so that the content of that sound will never be forgotten. It will stick in the hearts of people. It's just like coming to the altar and the preacher hasn't even preached yet, and he's just about to preach, but everyone's just so excited. The Holy Ghost is moving in a mighty way, and everyone's speaking in tongues, praising God. But the preacher says, okay, you can go home. I think God's done the work. Yes, God has done a work, but you never want to leave people without a word that will stick to their meat, that will stick to their bones like meat. You want them to leave with a word so that way it's not just a feeling that moved them and they never forgot that day, but they will also never forget the word that was spoken to them that day. The same thing applies to the sound. A sound is a sound, but it means nothing without content. It won't stick without content. You'll just remember there was a sound, but you won't remember the experience personally, intimately, without some content. So, yeah, that's what really caught me. The sound caught me, but the content is what kept me.
Wow. Now that is so profound. And while you were speaking, I tell you, Lavelle, what I heard was a book in that. I heard workshop. I heard just another. that need to be expounded upon and captured and to put into the hands of those that are aspiring and have the gift of music and gift, because the way you brought out the style and the sound and the content, I think that is just so profound in things to be able to give to empower people and things, and not only empower the people that are in that area, but also to empower the churches too to understand and bridge that gap. That when that time and sound come forth, they'll be able to understand the style may be different, but the sound and the content is what's going to reach that generation. And I think that in itself is so profound, and how you so eloquently expressed that and shared that with us on today. Now, I wanted just to move us just a little bit. This is so profound. I'm being tremendously blessed. But I wanted to just to share with us, you're doing such a profound work also. We run this city. A great door has been, an effectual door has been opened unto you to be able to just to minister or to have released this song and to have blessed so many people. And I want to say this. I know that you know, and this may just confirm what you already know, this is your time and season. And I'm so glad that you're stepping in it. I'm so glad that you have allowed the place of the developmental process. And when I look over and look at the scope and the details and deeply into the whole matter, is just how God so fitly joined you together for such a time as this with this great organization, and as well as to have released this song, We Run This City. Can you give us some inspiration or share with us how did that come about and some of the things that God is doing as a result of that great and effectual door, please?
Absolutely. Yeah, last season, last year, a friend of mine, he had contacted me and said, hey, LaBelle, I want you to do a song with me because someone else had backed out at the last minute. And so he said he wanted to do an anthem for the Seattle Seahawks. And I was okay with that. I had done something like that prior years ago. And so I said, okay, but if we do it, we've got to be for real about it. We've got to go forward with it, you know. And it was at a time, the reason why I was so confident in going to work on that song with him is because it was at a time I had prayed to the Lord to give me something that would, you know, take my ministry to the next level, so to speak. And so I had absolutely no clue it was going to be this avenue, but the Lord has showed us favor the entire way. With that song, it was called the Better Seahawks Anthem. With that song, we were able to obtain so much attention, so much quality attention from former Seahawks players to just people, business owners, et cetera. And it had yielded such great results with the local and national media, MTR Western Cruise Buses. We were at the Sports Star of the Year Awards. We were given favor to fly over to New York during Super Bowl weekend and perform in Times Square. It was just amazing. And so I was excited, and I wanted to continue to be able to produce more. And so I had been praying, and I believe the Lord had directed me in a way to where I would put out this new song, We Run This City, as a solo song, continuing my ministry as a solo artist. And the song was really inspired by what I believe is the heart and swagger of the Seahawks, and the heart and swagger of more than the Seahawks, of the 12th man. The Seahawks, it's a great organization, but its strength really comes from the fans, if I can put it that way, and the fans being identified as the 12th man. It's really coming from the fans. The fans are so excited, so riled up, and what I've learned from them, being a supporter of the Seahawks myself and being a Seattle, Washington native, but a sports fan, period, what I've learned from them, from the fans, is they come together and unify, whether it be when they go to war against another team or whether it be love in the community. There were so many people this season who just 12th man fans who were in different car accidents or trauma had hit their home. There was a gentleman, Frank Henderson, who just passed away on October 24th in the morning, and he was honored all over the news and with a lot of Seahawks and fans that had came out to support him. The doctor had given him 2 weeks to live, and he, you know, the Lord extended his life to 4 weeks, you know. And so, you know, we had all come together and did a performance and did an event for him and just encouraging him. And then there was another gentleman, John Bochner, who has been in all the news, who had been in a car accident to where he was paralyzed from the chest down. And yet so many people had come together to support this man, to help them out, to help them get a van so he can get to physical therapy. And I said, my goodness, God, that's what I like. That's what the church is. And this is the arena in which you're calling me to minister to these people and turn them from the darkness to the light. Now, they got the concept of what to do to love one another. They just need the truth so then they can love one another even more effectively. And so in that, We Run This City came from the heart and what I believe is the heart and swagger of the 12th man.
Yeah.
We run this city. Wherever we go, we run that city. Why? Because our love, our unity, and our willingness to war on behalf of love is undeniable. And so I wrote that song, and what I did with the music video is bring a lot of schools and a lot of people involved. I was able to get Lowell Elementary students involved from special education to general education. I was able to do the exact same thing with Aki Karosi Middle School, as well as with just a barber shop and just a whole bunch of different people, and just bring it together and say, hey, listen, this is a video that says unity of the 12th man. And I was able to even put my own church, and my pastor and first lady was in the video with me. And
what
so
you say?
So, you know, because when it's something, how can I say it? When God is with you, when God is for you, who can be against you? You just keep going,
so
you know?
Well, I am just so blessed. I tell you, this is I didn't know even the true and the total multitude of all and the ramification of all what God have done, you know, in this great and effectual door. But I tell you, I'm even greater excited about all of the wonderful things that God have done in this here new beginning and this new door, great and effectual door that have been opened unto you. And I'm excited about you know, the video and everything that God is doing. And one of the things you said that really blessed me too as well, that when you started out, when you were given the opportunity to help to do the anthem, and that you said, you know, let's be serious about it, and you prayed about it, and God gave you that that song and tied in the swagger of the Seahawk and the 12th man and the strength of the fans and how they rallied together as they was going to war, not only against another team, but also in the community for each other. And wow, what a blessing, what a blessing. Well, I tell you what we're getting ready to do. I'm going to ask if you could do that because of our time. If you would like to just to minister to the heart of God's people and to share anything else that maybe perhaps that God has placed in your heart. Lavelle, this has been really a tremendous blessing to have this opportunity just to share, to talk with you, to hear about the passion and hear about the vision that God has given unto you. And I'm so honored to have you on the show today. And the Lord placed you on my heart to contact you to share with what God is doing with you. So why don't you take this next few minutes and may perhaps minister to the hearts of God's people, as well as to if you would pray also too. And if maybe perhaps somebody want to contact you at the end, perhaps if you could just share, or if you want to do it before, how that people can contact you as well. So again, ready to land, this is Lavelle Velvel that's going to share with you some of the wonderful things that God has placed on his heart.
Amen. And if I would just say for anyone, if you want to get a hold of me, let me get that out the way first, whether it be for booking or just to get more information about my ministry or what God has been doing and what God is about to do. Or if you want to reach me just to communicate, feel free to contact me on any social media network, be it Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube, at Velvet Music, VELLVETT Music, at Velvet Music, on any one of those social media channels. If you'd like to reach me to book me, you can email me at onevelvet, VELLVETT, at gmail.com. Once again, onevelvet at gmail.com. And Velvet is spelled VELLVETT. You can reach me that way. If I were to give any words of encouragement, it would be three things. One, to every artist, to every minister, anyone who believes God has called you to do a work, doesn't have to be music. It can be establishing a business or a work as being a teacher or an educator or a work as in being an architect. Whatever God has called you to, know three things. One, never put anyone or anything, that specific gift, or anything above your relationship and fellowship with God. It must be number one. It must be genuine. I am not speaking from a standpoint of perfection, but I'm speaking from a standpoint of experience. I had to learn both the easy way and the hard way that nothing and no one, that I'll put it to you this way. In John chapter 15, he says it best. I am the vine and you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So with that attitude, my God must be number one. That's the attitude I took, and I advise you to take the same attitude. My God is number one. I will not put even myself above him. Number one, God must be first. Number two, put it to you this way. Yeah, let me say it this way. God first. Number two, family. Take care of your family. Don't put your gift, your abilities, your ministry, your excitement, your business, your passions above your family. That is your number one ministry. That's your first ministry. If you're married, that's your first ministry. If you're not married, still spend your energy and time with your family being a blessing to them. It's easy to lose a lot of people in your own family when you feel like you're gaining a lot in the public. So definitely invest that time in your family. And the third thing I would say is be honest about your gift. If it is a gift from God, be honest about it. And don't ever let it become your gift. That's what I mean by being honest about it. It didn't come from you. It came from God. So use it to honor him. And just go forward trusting God. Sometimes it's going to be unconventional ways God wants you to minister. Just be willing, just be man enough or woman enough to do it anyway, no matter what anyone else says. That's my words of encouragement. Trust God, follow him, even in the face of adversity and even in the face of joy and excitement. Amen. Wow. You'll find stability in that. Amen.
Wow. And did you want to just, I'm just kind of like saying just, wow, God, it's just so profound. And I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, I'm just going to say a few more words, and then I'm just going to have you just to pray. This was just so profound. I tell you that what came to my spirit was core values. These core values, those three things that you've given was just profound. And I liked number three. I like both number one, two, and three. But when you said number three and things two, it just took it to a deeper level as well. First one and two is very key and vital. But when you said be honest about your gift, that your gift came from God, I think that is just so profound, because that's going to keep us always leveled in things and keep us in that good place and things. And so, Lavelle, why don't you just pray, and then I'm going to close us out. Again, I want to say personally thank you very, very much. I've been tremendously blessed by our interview on today, and you've just been a tremendous blessing. So if you just pray for us, and then we're going to close out and say thank you again for being and sharing some time with us on today. I'm sure God is doing some great and wonderful things, and great and effectual doors are continually being open unto you, and I'm excited about that. And so if you would like to just pray for us.
Absolutely. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God. I praise you for your grace and for your mercy. God, I thank you that you're so faithful to us. I thank you that you are all-powerful. Oh, God, I thank you that you are all-wise. I thank you, God, that you know all things, oh, God, and that you're always present with us. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, in the authority of the Holy Ghost, that you minister to our hearts, minister to our minds, that we will come into unity with you, and that we come into the knowledge of the fullness of Jesus Christ, that we yield ourselves to your authority, trusting you that you are our Lord, and that you will not leave us or forsake us, that you will stand on our side, oh God, that you'll protect us from the enemy and from things seen and unseen, that you will defend us in the case of unrighteousness, oh God, against us, but that you will truly be our judge, jury, and our lawyer. We thank you, God, because we know that you're faithful, oh God, and that you love us, oh God, and that you want us to fear you and reverently and worship you, oh God. We thank you because we know that there is no other God but you. In that, Lord, we yield ourselves to your authority. In that, God, I ask that you bless this ministry through Pastor Helen Orme, oh God, that you bless her Blog Talk ministry, that you reach out there and talk to so many people and draw their attentions into her future interviews, oh God, that people be changed in their minds and in their hearts, and that everyone comes to the fullness of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that we yield ourselves again, over and over, yield ourselves to you. God, thank you, thank you, thank you for being our God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Well, again, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you being on our show again today. And I know that God is going to do some continual great work in and throughout your life. And I'm just excited about we run this city. Amen.
Amen.
And all God that is doing. And this is your season. This is our time. And we're just stepping to it and stepping out in the mighty name of Jesus. And may God continue to bless you and keep doing great and wonderful things in and through your life as you continue to make an impact, not only in this city, but in the entire world, is what my thoughts and prayers are with this great man of God. And so it's been a tremendous blessing to have each and every one of you with us on today. And I'm so excited about what God is doing and what God is going to do. And so on today, as we get ready to close out from this wonderful, wonderful interview and this great man of God who God is doing some great and mighty things in and through, I encourage you to book him. I encourage you to call on him. He will be a tremendous blessing unto your ministry and your venue. God will tremendously, tremendously bless you. And as I get ready to close, as I always would say in my closing, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. And so as we pray on today, I pray that you will have a wonderful God-blessed day and a no-sorrow blessing that will come to your house. Until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. God bless you.